Warning, the Stone Age Gamer includes a lot of bad language. Cover your motherfucking ears.
Good evening and welcome to episode 205 of the Stone Age Gamer podcast for the week of June 8th, 2018. I am Chris Randazzo and joining me tonight is Megaton Announcement Dan Ryan.
I think I'm offended. I think.
It just means you're really important, not really heavy.
Does it?
Yes. E3 is mere days away, so that means it's time for Dan and I to give our ridiculous predictions. But before we go any further, here's your weekly reminder that you can email us at mail@geekade.com. Just include the word Stone Age Gamer in the subject line, and you can let us know what you think of our show, what topics you would like us to discuss in the future, or just say hello, because we always want to hear from you, the listener. And speaking of listeners, Dan, we got some listener mail.
Holy son of a bee.
And I have a ton of stuff to talk to you about, but let's get this listener mail done first. So...
Okay.
From Fredo. Fredo from the Hello Creeps podcast, who also is formerly of the Tiger Driver 91 podcast from Geekade.com, which is no longer a thing, which makes me sad.
It makes me so sad.
Because Fredo's good people.
I am heartbroken that I don't get to listen to them talk about wrestling. Anyway.
Anyway, Fredo writes, "All right, nothing too difficult, but here's a little two-parter. With Mega Man 11 coming out and the series in general finally receiving a lot of love, do you guys think there's any hope for a similar treatment for the X franchise with a new sequel? And with all the new stuff added to the OG series, is there anything they can really do to set it apart other than having Zero and Sigma? Also, will we finally get Mega Man Legends 3? And for Dan specifically, Fire Pro Wrestling World is out this summer on consoles. Not sure how much experience with the game, but if you have played it, what's your most embarrassing loss to the AI? I once lost to Goldust 5 times in a row, and he's now my mortal enemy." Thanks, Frey. Thank you for writing in. I love you, and the fact that you listen to our show makes me warm in the heart.
In the cockles.
So, Dan, why don't you answer your question first about FirePro?
I once spent an inordinate amount of time making a created character that I thought was going to be awesome and, like, tweaking the AI because I was like, fuck, I know wrestling. I'm going to fucking make a dude, and he's going to wrestle matches, and it's going to be fucking dope, and it's going to be great. He's going to kick ass, and he did not... I mean, we're talking days tweaking shit, and I don't think he won a match. I don't think he won one, and I would watch, and he would get close, and it would be like, oh, he's about to hit his finish. Oh, no, he's dead. God damn it.
Like, not doubt, like, dead?
Yeah, pretty much.
Straight up died?
Yeah.
All right. I mean,
'cause one of the cool things about Fire Pro is that you can tweak the AI settings so that the created CPU controlled matches will play out like a match between those people. So like you could, you know, CM Punk is not wrestling anymore, but you could spend time tweaking it so that the created CM Punk character in the game would wrestle a match like CM Punk matches were wrestled. And I thought, like, I was trying to base my dude off of, this was a while ago. So I was trying to base him off of, like, old school AJ Styles and like Samoa Joe in TNA, and I was like, oh, it'll be like a fucking sweet hybrid of those two, and it was the hottest of garbage. I was not very good at it. Yeah, it's
fair
such
enough.
A good. I'm so excited for Fire Pro World though. This is gonna be
Fire Pro is
so
is
fun.
The little experience I have with Fire Pro is it's pretty awesome stuff. So anyway, back to the... No, go ahead.
Yeah, for the Mega Man question, man, I don't know. Like, I don't know that there's too much they could add to differentiate between the original franchise and X, because they really weren't all that different to begin with.
Yeah, not, like, insanely different. I've always found that the biggest difference... Now, granted, I don't have... I'm realizing that I don't have as much experience with the X franchise as a whole, besides the first one being one of my favorite games ever, and the second one being my least favorite Mega Man game I think I've ever played, besides the DOS games. I hated X2.
Yeah, it wasn't great. I don't love it. We talked about that.
We did, and I'm looking forward to the X collection because I really want to try all of them, because why not, you know? They're Mega Man games. But for me, the X games have always seemed to be a tad more fast paced. You've got the dash move, which is more, the dash move is so different from the slide move. Like it's because it's more than just like you can now move forward really quickly for a short span of time because you can chain it with the jumps. So, you know, you're doing these dash jumps and you've also got the wall jump, which isn't in original Mega Man games at all. So I feel like those are the big differences. I mean, it is still essentially 2D Mega Man really boiled down to that, but you've got those two very big differences in the way that your, you know, Mega Man moves that they kind of make, they just kind of give the whole thing a different flavor. You know, the music's a little bit more, you know, a little bit more, I guess, Japan metal. you know what I mean? Like
it's a little bit more of an action game as opposed to an action platform game.
I would agree with that. Yeah, the levels don't seem to be as, again, I'm basing this on the first X. They're a lot more, a little bit more expansive. There's a lot more like going backwards and to find things from now and then. Like you'd never find something in a mainline Mega Man game like, you know, Storm Eagle stage when you ride that elevator thing to the very beginning and then do a dash jump all the way to the left to grab a heart tank on top of this building in the beginning. Like,
yeah,
they started to incorporate sort of things like that in Mega Man 7 when you had things like, you know, burning the woods down to find a beat in Slash Man stage or things like that. But I don't know.
Just never really been what Mega Man like was about, really.
Yeah, original series started to do something, you know, mess around with things like branching paths, but level design in the X games are more open, you know what I mean? They're just more vertical and they just don't stop and move around in small segments as much as OG Mega Man games do. So I think that enough is a difference that could be played on. And as we got with X7 and X8, they started to go a little more 3D. So I guess they could continue that if they wanted to differentiate.
Honestly, what I have always thought Mega Man would be really well suited for, and it would require a bit of a tweak to the like power acquisition system. But if they turned it into sort of a Metroidvania style where all of the bosses were, you know, available in different sections of the map, but in order to get to certain areas, like you would have to get different weapons to act, you know, like a Metroidvania game, you know, and your power-ups would be more than just like, oh, well, I get the Metal Blade and then I can, you know, kill this boss, and then I get, oh, I got the Airbuster and now I can kill this boss. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If it had more effect on the world itself.
Like, which again, they started really to kind of pull that stuff into 7, you know, where you would do these different things. Like if you get the ice weapon, you can shoot that thing at Cloud Man stage that makes everything snow, and now you can see these hidden platforms and things like that. And that was really clever. And then they kind of, you know, just jettisoned a lot of that stuff for Mega Man 8, and then 9 and 10 were both 8-bit throwbacks, so none of that stuff was involved really.
But, you know, like, I'm talking, like, you start off and you're dropped into this world.
Yeah, no, I like, that's cool.
The first boss you beat, you would, like, get rocket boots from. You know what I mean? Like, and probably come up with a cooler name than rocket boots. But, like, you would get rocket boots and you could double jump or glide for a little bit or something. You know, something like adding to your kit as you go through. You know,
yeah, like, instead of going stage by stage and then revisiting old stages, they would actually be interconnected. Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, I think that would be a really cool way to do Mega Man, to take him like to take this idea that he is a robot, and theoretically being robotic, you could add parts, you know, you could add functionality and shit to a robot as you went through, and really exploring what that is like in a Mega Man game, I think would be very, very cool.
And again, this is something that they've sort of toyed with a little bit. Like, so in 7 and 8, they didn't start you with 8 robot masters. They started you with 4, and then you'd move on to the other 4. And in Mega Man 8, as I'm playing now for the first time, as I think the first time in about almost 20 years, like 21 years is the first time I'm playing this game since it came out on PlayStation 1, because I didn't really like it that much.
Right.
My opinion of it hasn't changed overall. I'm still not enjoying it nearly as much. Like, 7, I was enthralled with beginning to end. I don't hate it. I really don't. And I didn't hate it back then because I played it, like, I played through it several times. I really liked it when it first came out. But there was always something kind of off about it. Like, there is a lot to like about Mega Man 8. And one of the things that I am enjoying about it is that the second four stages are designed around you having the Robot Master abilities from the first four. So, like, you need Tornado Hold to get up certain places because for some reason Rush Coil isn't a thing anymore.
Yeah, like, I think that stuff is kind of cool.
Yeah, and building it into, like, a connected world, which, again, I haven't played the Zero games or the ZX games. Something in the back of my mind is making me think that that was kind of what those games were like, maybe, but I could be very wrong, so please don't, you know, send hate mail to me or anything. I don't know for sure, but I do think that would be a really cool way for Mega Man to kind of evolve.
It would be very cool. And I think it would be really awesome to finally get Mega Man Legends 3.
I think that too.
Could be done really well now.
It really could. I don't know what the status of that could possibly be, especially after they started to make it and then they canceled it. So Capcom clearly knows that there is demand for this game. So maybe if Mega Man 11 is as successful as I hope it's going to be,
right,
we'll start seeing that kind of stuff. I mean, I assume this X Collection is going to do very well for itself. And that would make me think that they're going to finally crank out X9. But Legends is such a weird animal. Because, you know, 1 and 2 and Tronbon have not aged extraordinarily well.
No,
but they do
hideous.
Have this big cult following. So I don't know what Capcom's plans are with Legends 3. I really don't have a good answer for that, Fredo. But
maybe we'll find out next week.
Maybe we will. Yeah, I doubt it too, but stranger things have happened.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for writing in, Fredo. And thank you, everybody who listens and occasionally writes in. So before we get a little bit further into this, I did want to mention that we, Dan and I, are going to be doing a panel at Too Many Games this year. It's Oaks, PA is where Too Many Games is. It's a great convention with lots of video games everywhere. One may argue too many games.
Some may say that if there's too many games. It's right there in the title. They're not burying the lead.
We're going to be in panel room 2 on Saturday, June 23rd at 6:30 p.m. doing our annual Buy Something Will Ya panel, where me, Dan, and Dean wander around the show floor and try to find the weirdest things we can for $20 or less. And then we bring them into the room and people will vote on who got the coolest thing. And it won't
be
a freaking kimono.
It's incredibly sexy.
It is. It is always incredibly sexy. Like Naked Guile.
Yeah, like Naked Guile.
Sonic shampoo.
Good times.
And then we'll also be doing the 10-20-30 there live at the show. So that's going to be a good time.
It really is a blast. Too Many Games is a great convention. We have a good time when we do the panel.
Yeah, I know there's...
Everybody's always super cool, and it's a lot of fun for us to do this shit in front of people and to have some genuine human interaction.
We know some folks that are going to be there too. Tiny Ninja and Square Painter are going to be there. Ferg's going to be there. I think Lenny Herman's going to be there. They
so
are.
You should come see them.
Definitely.
It definitely validates our egos.
Yeah,
which is
most
great.
Definitely. I feel better knowing that I know those people.
Right, and I feel better knowing that they know me.
Yeah, that even more so.
You know, I mean, it's nice for them. It's nice for us to go out and mingle among the common folk, Chris.
It is. And hug them. So we've got a lot to talk about in this show, but Dan, have you played anything extraordinary this week? Like anything that you really need to talk about? Because I have questions for you.
I mean, the only thing I really have to talk about is I got added on Twitter from Gaming Junkie, and Mr. Gaming Junkie mentioned that on last week's show, I somehow made it through the entire time not mentioning Puzzle and Dragons.
What?
And I apologized. I said to him, like Roseanne, I apologize for my comments.
We got to go back and edit something in.
We really do. Like, I don't know how I mean, I like I rolled fucking Ippo from Hajime no Ippo in the fucking new Shonen Jump collab, and he's fucking awesome. Is that an anime you're familiar with, Chris?
Not really.
No Ippo. It's really good.
I've heard those words come out of someone's mouth before.
It's well, certainly. It's really good, and he's a really good lead, and I got him on my Japanese account. I'm fucking super excited about it. And I'm like, I can't believe that we made it through a week, and I didn't mention it. That's some old bullshit. But no, as far as playing anything else, the kids were sick all last week, and it was Tiff's birthday. Like, we bought Portal Bridge Constructor and haven't even played it because the kids were super, super sick all week. Like, out of school, being home and all snotty and whatnot. It was
awful.
Oh,
that sucks.
Yeah, it wasn't great. It was not ideal.
Speaking of not ideal and Portal, we're almost done with Bridge Constructor Portal. And I thought it would be really cool to show John original Portal.
Right.
So I came down here, my Xbox 360 wouldn't spin a disc. So that was fun.
Because and it's a horrible system. God yeah, damn I have, Microsoft.
I have like OG white system. Like oh, wow. This is darn near launch console right here.
Yeah.
And it still runs. I did get it to read the disc. I had to stick my finger in the disc drive and kind of spin this little thing around to kind of kickstart it a little bit. And then when I put the disc in, it worked.
Come on.
But John's really enjoying Portal, so that's pretty cool. But
that is cool.
It did make me think about what can I do to preserve this, because let's segue into the other part. I got my PS4.
You did.
It is up and running. I got my controller in the mail. Super fun thing. So the problem that the gentleman who gave this to me was having was that the HDMI signal was cutting out. Right. So I turned it on before I got the controller. When I finally got the power cord in the mail,
right.
I turned it on just to see if it turned on, and it was fine. I let it sit there on the screen for a few minutes, no problems.
Sure.
I get the controller. As soon as I start pressing buttons, it starts cutting out. I was like, oh, this is, it's doing the thing that he said was the problem. So
right.
It's doing the thing. That's no good. I was crestfallen. I was very sad because my plan was to, since I got it last night, we recorded this week's episode on Monday nights. I wanted to play Bubsy while doing the podcast. I wanted to see how far I could get into that game while I was doing the podcast. So I went into my garage where I just have spare TVs because that's the kind of guy I am.
Because why not?
I grabbed this spare TV I had that only had like a direct HDMI input because I had a suspicion that what was cooking was that the HDMI splitter that I have mm-hmm. auto detects HDMI signals.
Sure.
And I noticed that my PlayStation 3 kind of messes around with that when I stick in a PS2 game because it changes resolutions when you put in a PS2 game.
Yes.
And I was like, I think I know what's happening here. So I obviously you can't get to the menu to try to fix that when your screen is off, so I hooked it up to another TV that doesn't have that kind of an input selection thing going on, and I was able to go right to the menu and turn off the automatic like resolution detection thing or whatever.
Right,
like
right.
We're gonna it's just output in one flavor, you bastard.
Yeah, and as soon as I switch around, just give me 720p and I'm good.
I put it on 1080p and it's fine. It's or just
even
straight.
That.
Good. We're happy. So
that's
then
awesome.
that solved the problem right then and there. So I really like the controller. It's very comfortable.
Is it a DS4?
What's a DS4?
A DualShock 4? Like the PS4 DualShock?
I think so. It's the official PlayStation 4 controller.
Okay, then yeah. Yeah, that's a yeah. DualShock 4.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Does it say that on there?
Anyway? Excellent controller.
I like it quite a bit. This is a vast improvement on D-pad over the old DualShocks, PS3 even. This is a vast improvement on the D-pad. I like it quite
yeah.
a bit.
Oh, it's 100% better.
Yeah. I don't like this blue light. I'm not a fan of that.
You can turn that down in the settings.
That's good, because I can see it in my freaking TV when I'm playing.
Yeah, no, like, you should turn that down. Like, there's, in the system menu, you can, like, adjust the brightness of that. They also sell, like, stickers and shit that'll cover it up.
Yeah, I don't hate it that much. It's just kind of weird.
I think my favorite controller. Like,
I still overall prefer the Switch one, the Switch Pro controller.
Mm-hmm.
I am still preferring that one. You know, it's just I wish the D-pad worked better because I like the D-pad itself better. Right. And there's just something about the overall shape of it, but this is a close second. There's something weird about these trigger buttons too, that I can't put my finger, I mean, I can put my finger on, that's what they're there for, but you know what I mean? Like, and this touchpad thing, I also don't care for at all. I tried using it to type in some stuff and I was like,
that's terrible.
No, I'm not interested in this thing.
They could take that away and I wouldn't really notice all that much. The only time I even use it is during, like classic games.
Like that's my question for you.
That's where you hit like start and select and shit like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, that's dumb. But well, I guess it makes sense. It's a decent enough
workaround.
Yeah, it's a workaround.
Not
I get
having
that.
Those anymore.
Yeah, it's just I'm looking at, so there's options and share and
right.
I don't know. I like the way that's handled on the Switch better. That there's just a you know a share button and your start and your plus and minus for your start and select. But again, this is a great controller. This is a vast improvement over the DualShock 3. So,
oh, without question,
big fat thumbs up. Also, since I am also running on an original launch PS3 that has like PS2 backwards compatibility and whatnot, the old 60 gig, I'm running the PS4, and I was also updating things on the PS3 just to like kind of get my old PlayStation account information.
Right.
My PlayStation 3 sounds like a freaking air conditioner.
It was a very loud system.
That thing is so loud. It's like it dwarfs the Xbox 360's loudness, and that thing ain't exactly quiet either. It's
especially the fat model.
Yeah.
The PS3.
And that's what
fat.
I have. This thing is fat.
Yeah.
And it is loud. But I ran out of HDMI ports and my PS4 has taken that thing's HDMI port. It's easy enough to switch if I really need to go back to my PS3,
sure.
But I haven't been using it much. But what I wanted to ask you was, there doesn't seem to be a lot of my favorite old games or any of any sort of classic variety available to me at all on this thing. Like, I wanted to play Katamari, that's not there. I wanted to say, all right, well, I'll download Symphony of the Night, that's not there. Like,
I
was having a hard time finding things in the store.
Right. See, I find the store to be very manageable and very easy to get around it. But I've also been in that ecosystem for years at this point. You know, whereas I find the Nintendo shop quite limiting going through it and whatnot. I find that much more difficult than that. But a lot of the classic PS2 and PS3 and even I think some PS1 stuff, I could be wrong. I only spent like a week with it. Most of that you would be interested in playing got bumped to the PlayStation Now streaming service,
which
is excellent at what it does. It is limited. They're up to with the releases that happen this month, because they add new shit once a month. They're up to 650 titles that you can stream, and for the week that I had it, everything streamed perfectly, from you know all of the original God of War titles to Hot Shots Golf to you know Red Dead Revolver, I think was on there, or the first Red Dead Redemption, I forget which one, that was on there. Last of Us was on there. Like all of that stuff played perfectly. There is a limited amount of classic stuff on the PlayStation Store. It is certainly not as robust a selection as you might expect or would want, but I don't know that that has been super limiting to them.
Yeah, it hasn't really. It was just kind of irksome to me that if I want to play the original Katamari Damacy, the only way that I can find to do that is to put a PS2 disc in my PS3 or in a PS2, because I don't see that ported anywhere.
I don't know if the original Katamari is on.
I searched now. For it, and a handful of Katamari's things came up, but I don't know, man. I also hate that. I get how useful it is, and I don't know why I hate it, but I hate it that when you're searching for something, it's just like these giant letters. You're like K, and then it starts over at A, and you're like, okay.
I don't love that.
The options that start with K. I'm like, all right, I see how this is efficient, but I'd rather just type shit in and search.
That's what I'm looking for. Katamari Forever is on PlayStation Now.
Yeah, and that's not what I'm after.
That's it, yeah.
Like, Mega Man Powered Up is really only on PSP. Like, that's just not anywhere. That's sad to me.
That is not anywhere. But that, but it never has been.
Yeah, it never has been. Maverick Hunter X, I think you could like do something with PS3, but Powered Up has just always been relegated to PSP, and that is sad to me. But yeah, overall,
PlayStation Now is kind of where the home of some of that stuff is. But I'm looking at it now, and I think it's is it limited to just PS3 and 4? No. I think there's PS2 shit on there. I could be way off. I know there are some PS2 games that are on the PlayStation 4 store. See, like, and I don't know. I always get lost in that because I don't do that a lot. So I can't answer that question.
Yeah, I like to be able to go back to my old stuff periodically. And
yeah.
I like to not have to do it through my air conditioner of PS3 anymore. Yeah. If I don't absolutely have to.
All right, I just looked it up. Ark the Lad, Twilight of the Spirits, Dark Cloud 2, Hot Shots Tennis, which was awesome, Kinetica, Okage, Siren, and Wild Arms 3 and 13. Those are the PS2 games that are on PlayStation Now. But that's it.
All right.
Which is not
that's
much.
That's anemic, but...
It is. They have a ton of PS3 stuff.
I'm concerned by that because I would figure that this late in this system's library, there would be a much more robust here's our back catalog. Because if anyone comes in second to Nintendo as far as like having just an amazing back catalog of stuff, it's PlayStation at this point. PS1 and 2 were just so freaking huge, and I was a tad concerned with my inability to go back and find them. I also couldn't find. I don't appear to be able to play Portal 1 or 2 on the PS4.
No, that was last generation. Those are the only places you can play them.
Yeah, that's also kind of sad to me. That's the kind of stuff that I find, because I've been out of this ecosystem for so long, right. I'm kind of shocked that they haven't picked up on any of that flavor from... because like Nintendo consoles up until the Switch, and even now we're starting to see that kind of stuff. There's been this just giant backlog of you want old shit? Here's old shit. We got tons of it. Go nuts. And
I'm kind
of surprised that there's not more of that on here.
I get it, but at the same time, it is not prohibiting them in any way.
No, it's not. Well, I mean, I don't know. I know that the system's doing extraordinarily well, but we're at the point now where there's lots of nostalgia for PS1. I mean, look how well the Crash Bandicoot trilogy sold. Like
maybe we'll get to that a little bit later in our predictions. Maybe we will.
But I do have to say I did spend the night playing Bubsy. I almost beat the game during a recording of TWEP because it's that short.
And it was horrible.
That's the problem with it.
It's
that's
not
what makes
horrible.
Me so exactly. It's so average.
It just exists.
It stops. It's not even interesting. That's how average it is. It's not bad the way the old Bubsy games are, but it never reaches good either. Not even okay. It's just, well, this is a perfectly competent thing that reacts when I press buttons.
This is indeed a video game.
This is a video game that is... And I also played it with the sound off, so I didn't hear all the wisecracking. So maybe it is horrible when you're listening to Bubsy wisecrack every five seconds.
I can't imagine.
But, so I've now played every Bubsy game. I feel... I don't know how I feel good about myself, but that's what I did with my PS4. I played Bubsy until I can buy myself a copy of Horizon,
which will be
soon-ish. And the only other thing I just wanted to real quick mention is that I did participate in that Mario Tennis online thing over the weekend.
That?
It's great. That game's great. I forgot how much I love tennis games. And I always forget how much I love tennis games until I play a tennis game again.
Yeah,
and
this is just
mechanically sound tennis. It's super fun. I'm really excited to get the final game. There was a ton of online lag that was really problematic. Which is very strange to me because I've never had that kind of problem with Splatoon, which is way, like, they're keeping track of way more complicated stuff when you're playing Splatoon online. I've never had this problem with ARMS, which is a live fighting game. There was just some weird lag, and everyone was complaining about it, but you can also screen other people's connection speeds, when you're when you're connecting to other people. So once you start doing that and being like only connecting to people with full bars, then, you know, I didn't really have any problems. But playing offline against the computer was awesome, and I can't wait to play more of this. I can't wait to play the story mode. I'm jazzed about this game. It was really good, really fun, really sound mechanics. All the special stuff is complicated, but you can also just play matches that are straight up tennis, which is great. So
yeah, I'm definitely interested in it.
Yeah, I mean, this is I'm pretty sure it was Camelot doing this again.
Right.
And this is them doing their thing just at their best. This is really them putting firing at all cylinders. This is the Mario Tennis game that I think fans of that Mario Tennis and Hot Shots Tennis have wanted in for years them to do. And I'm stoked. Ta-da.
Well, all right then.
All right, here we are. Let us jump into our insanity. We are on the precipice of E3. We are less than a week away from the craziness starting. And so Dan and I are going to make some predictions, and we're going to take a break, and then we're going to make some stupid predictions.
and they're all going to be accurate.
Every single one of them. You know, I actually went back and listened to our last year's episode and then compared it. All right, let's load that up. I actually took notes on it. Let's see. Where did I put that? 2017 E3 predictions. Let's see. I'll just run through it real quick because it's pretty long. Let's see. Scorpio will be fully revealed. No one will care. Sort of. That was you. I said side-scrolling Halo action game. That didn't happen. Dan, you said Battletoads will be teased. That didn't happen. I said a giant showcase of third-party stuff that's also on PS4. That mostly happened. You said Sea of Thieves will be a Scorpio launch title that'll look really good and be Rare's return to form and everyone will have faith in it, and that didn't happen. It launched, but hasn't returned anyone's faith in Rare.
No, nobody gives a shit.
I said Microsoft was going to shell out money for exclusive Assassin's Creed Origin content, and to my knowledge, that's a nope. I don't think that happened. And then Dan, you said most of what we see from Xbox will be sequels, Gears, Crackdown, etc. No new IPs, and that was true. For Nintendo,
I'm good at this.
So far, so good. For Nintendo, I'm seeing a whole lot of nopes here. So let's see. I said they're going to spend too much time on the Mario Rabbids crap crossover, and I said, quote, they're going to Wii Music the crap out of this thing. They did not do that. They did not spend too much time on it, and turns out that game was, against all odds, actually really good.
Yeah.
Nobody saw that coming.
No.
Dan, you said we'll see the official too-expensive screen protector from Nintendo. That didn't happen. I said release date for Mario Odyssey. It will stick to its holiday 2017 date, and that did happen. It came out right when they said it would. Dan, you said we're going to get Pokemon Stars. That didn't happen. Launching early 2018. Again, nope. I said...
It is happening this year.
It's not Pokemon Stars, though.
Well, it's the same fucking thing. It's got a different name. All that does look super fun, though.
I am jazzed about into that. It. I am super into that, too. We got to talk about that.
We're so excited.
We got to talk about that next week after the show. We have to talk about that. Yeah. Xenoblade Chronicles 2 releasing in 2017. That did happen. That was me. Dan, Mario-themed sports package. Or minigame collection. No, that did not happen. Although Mario Tennis happened this year, so you'll get partial credit for that. You also said the official reveal of the Smash Brothers Switch port with Cloud and Bayonetta. That did not happen. Smash Brothers DX and Mario Maker DX. That was me. That did not happen. Proper layout of their online service and virtual console service. Nope.
Nope.
And unprecedented third-party support with all major releases, still skipping Switch, lots of lip service. I gave myself a sort of on that, because they did all right with third parties this year. Not great, but all right. On to PlayStation, God of War will be the game of show, biggest thing of E3, not coming in 2017. I gave you a sort of, because it was... darn close to all that thing. I don't know that it was officially the biggest thing out of E3 that year, but it was pretty damn big.
I think it was. I'm giving myself full credit on that one.
Fair enough. I said new trailers for God of War, Kingdom Hearts, Final Fantasy VII, and Shenmue 3, and none of them are coming in 2017. Sort of. We didn't get a trailer for Shenmue 3, I don't think.
That's right.
Dan, major VR games that make VR appealing to the masses. Sort of. They tried, but it didn't happen. They did make a valiant swing at it, though. They dedicated some time to that. I said, Insane Trilogy will be followed up by the Spyro Trilogy, which didn't happen at E3, but happened later. Dan, you said Dax and Jaxter coming back. That did not happen.
Well, it did. Those games are on the store now.
Well, all right. Fair enough.
Don't fucking take that shit from me, Chris.
You led me to believe you meant there was going to be a new game, not that they're just going to put those games on the store.
Well, that's probably what I meant then, but it's not what I mean now. I mean something completely different now, Chris, obviously.
I said they'll promote the PlayStation Classics line. They did not. Dan, you said they'll be announcing a brand new IP for one of their internal studios. I don't think that happened.
Days Gone.
All right, sure, you win.
Yep.
I can't argue with you on that, Chris. Dan, you said Call of Duty World War II will be huge and bring everybody back into the fold. That did not happen.
No, it
did not. You said a new Tomb Raider will debut with a trailer. Sort of. It happened later. You said a new big thing from Bethesda will happen that you won't care about. Whatever it was, I'm sure it happened. You said the Final Fantasy remake release date and price plus full remake of the original demo. That was such a great idea.
It really is, isn't it?
And it's never going
to
happen.
I want it to happen so bad still, though.
And you also said Beyond Good and Evil 2, KOTOR 3, Half-Life 3, and Portal 3.
That's right. You might hear a couple of those again.
Yeah, and our crazy stuff. This is where we got fun. Switch exclusive Beyond Good and Evil 2. Absolutely not. That was for me. I said Microsoft quits the console business and goes Nintendo exclusive and full PC gaming. No, although they still should. Dan, you said Halo TV show. Didn't happen. I said Microsoft do something exclusive and awesome. That didn't happen. You said Left 4 Dead 3 for Scorpio. Didn't happen.
No.
Exclusive Splinter Cell reboot for Scorpio. That would have been a great idea, but it didn't happen.
No.
I said Kingdom Hearts 3 and Final Fantasy 7 remake will be coming to Switch eventually. We still don't know. We have no idea.
They're not.
I don't know. I can't say no to that.
I can.
You said Virtual Console launches today. By today you mean never.
Never. apparently.
I said there'll be a new Punch-Out game. Didn't happen. You said there'd be Kid Icarus, Metroid, and F-Zero, all new entries. I gave you sort of, because we did get a new Metroid. I said Bayonetta and No More Heroes crossover, which didn't happen, but it should, because that would be awesome.
Dan,
you said Sony will make the Vita exciting again.
Yeah, I know.
And then you called it the PlayStation 3 to... No.
I'm funny.
Really surprised at. One of my balls-to-the-wall crazy ones was that AM2R will be officially released by Nintendo and a new Metroid game will be announced for Switch. That was shockingly accurate.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't think... they did announce a new Metroid game for Switch, and instead of licensing AM2R, they made their own Metroid 2 remake, which who saw that coming?
Yeah.
You said PlayStation Battle Royale 2 will come out and it'll be good. That didn't happen. PS Now will be folded into PS Plus. Did that happen?
No.
No, all right. PS1 Classic Edition? No.
No.
And I said Guy Fieri will become the new Xbox president, and sadly that has not happened yet.
That really has.
So that
taking
was a
you
fun
to
little
gaming
trip down.
Town, Chris.
Yeah.
Game Town.
Game Flavor Town. Game Flavor.
Game.
Yeah. All right, so that was a recap of last year. That was fun.
That was fun.
So let's talk about this year. I'll go first. We're going to start off with Microsoft, and I think they're going to spend lots of time on Anthem.
That's the new BioWare thing?
Yeah, that's the new BioWare thing that seems to be in a weird limbo right now.
Is that multi-platform or is that Xbox exclusive?
It
is multi-platform, right?
Care?
I don't either.
I think you're right. I think it is.
Yeah, I could see them spending a ton of time on that. I mean, I guess, man, that might be something that's relegated to because EA owns BioWare, right?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay, that could be something that is maybe more relegated to the EA
conference. It could be an EA's conference. I just feel like it's one of those multi-platform games, because Microsoft doesn't have a lot of exclusive going on. They're going to be like, look, it's on our Scorpio, Xbox One X, and it's so flavorful.
So flavorful, Guy Fieri. speaking, Chris, of Xbox exclusives,
all right.
I believe... and I'm probably way wrong on this, but I believe that they are going to announce that Crackdown 3 is canceled.
They're going to get up on stage and tell you about a game that's not coming out.
But here's the reason why, Chris. It's a two-parter.
All right.
Crackdown 3 has been canceled because it has been redeveloped as a PUBG-style
battle royale
game featuring Microsoft characters.
Oh,
like
God.
Master Chief and fucking
Phoenix,
Marcus Phoenix, and like
Voodoo Vince.
Obviously Voodoo Vince. That makes too much sense, right?
Oh God, you're probably right.
And if Crackdown 3 is not canceled, I would imagine that those characters will, because PUBG is a massive success and is console exclusive to Xbox. So having those characters appear in PUBG would not be surprising to me.
I guess its exclusivity to Xbox is one of the reasons that Fortnite is now more popular than PUBG.
Yeah. Exclusivity is never a good idea.
Yeah, just about.
I mean, like, the amount of money that Nintendo would make if Breath of the Wild was on PlayStation and Xbox as well is ridiculous. Same thing for God of War. Same thing for fucking Cuphead.
Yeah, that one makes me really sad.
You know, I mean, exclusivity is not the way to make a lot of money. So, you know, but...
I don't know. Pokemon tends to differ. I don't know.
Yes, but if you could do Pokemon,
God of War really have made that much more money if it showed up on Xbox One? I don't think it would have.
Yes. I think you are crazy.
I think everybody would have bought it on PlayStation anyway.
Well, that's true.
Like, it would have made a little more money, probably, but... I don't know, but would have actually have earned that money because they would have also had to develop it and port it to the to other consoles. Mm. So that's another factor in there. Anyway, I think Microsoft is going to do a big indie showcase of some sort, which I guess isn't really going out on a limb, but I don't think they really did much in the indie space last year. So
they've had a lot of, what was that game? It looked actually really, really cool. Like Ori and the Wisps.
Yeah, that was one of their big Ori and the Will-O-Wisp or something like that. It was a sequel to Ori and the Blind Forest they were touting.
And it's been delayed or is kind of gone now. Like, I could see that getting pushed as, like, the highlight of an indie thing. Because Microsoft has always been really good with indie games.
Yeah, there was that weird thing with an Xbox 360, I think, where things went really sour with indies for a little bit, but... I don't know.
I think there was like some royalty shit that was going on. I mean, stuff.
Yeah,
that
and
I
the
really
store was really difficult
to
get up on or whatever. But
yeah.
Anyway, what do you
but
got
next? They've traditionally been really good with it. I think this is the year that we will see Halo 6 revealed. I don't think it'll be out this year, but I think Microsoft needs a win. And
yeah, I think they do too.
You know what I mean? Like, Halo's a pretty safe bet, so I think you'll get some sort of trailer, and I would have to imagine that some sort of battle royale mode will be included in that as well.
Probably.
That's my prediction for every Xbox thing, is that, like, oh, there's a new Voodoo Vince with battle royale. There's a new fucking
Killer Instinct battle royale.
Battle royale.
Sea of Thieves is now a battle royale game.
Yeah, I mean, why not?
Why not? Bring it on. It's what the kids like these days.
It is, apparently. I don't know.
Gotta jump on that train. I think that Soul Calibur 6 is going to be part of their lineup, and it's going to have an exclusive character for the Xbox.
Now, do you think that there will be like a Sony exclusive character and Nintendo as well, or just Xbox? And well, who do you think it'll be?
I think there will be an exclusive Sony and an Xbox one. I'm not convinced this game is coming to Switch.
Okay.
It should, because if they put this game on Switch with Link, they'd sell another billion copies.
Oh,
but
yeah, without question.
Without question. It worked before. I don't know why they wouldn't do it again.
Yeah.
But
I might actually buy it on the Switch if it was, like, if it's not Kratos in the PlayStation 1, I would, and it was Link, I would buy I would buy that. You know what I mean?
It would have, I mean, that's a tough call, because if it's... I almost want to say it wouldn't be Kratos because they did that already, but then they did Link already too.
Right.
So they could do like new bearded Kratos, like, you know, axe
with
Kratos.
Axe and shit.
Yeah,
and it was really good.
It was really good.
Kratos,
that was the PSP one, right?
Yeah, it was awesome.
That was awesome. That was really awesome. Boy, who their exclusive character would be, I don't know for sure. Because that Witcher guy's already in there. But he's, like, everywhere. So, I don't know. What's exclusive on Xbox that they would spawn?
You know, like, are they just going to redo the whole, like... Well, like, Jago?
Oh, yeah, they could throw one of their...
Or Orchid?
Yeah, Killer Instinct character in there. Jago would be pretty good.
Saberwolf would be kind of cool.
Oh, Saberwolf would be really cool.
Or Spiral? Or Spinal?
Spinal!
The Spinal!
Yeah, no, that'd be cool. Yeah, KI character. I like that. I like that.
I can see that. That would actually be pretty cool.
That would be pretty cool.
Fucking Jago and all his sweet tribal tattoos going up against Mitsurugi. Yeah,
it still makes more sense than Darth Vader.
Well, I disagree. But
I hated that crossover so much.
It was so awesome. You're
so
crazy.
Dumb.
I also think this year we will see a new Gears of War announced. I did not care enough, and I apologize any of our Xbox fans that are also listeners. But this isn't the podcast for you. I mean, thank you for listening, but I mean, if somebody wants to send us one, we'll give it a shot. But I think they will announce a new Gears of War. I don't know what number it is. Let's go with 8.
Let's go with X. Gears of War X.
Gears of War X. And it'll have a Battle Royale mode.
Yeah, agreed. I think they're going to do some sort of live, like Xbox Live initiative that doesn't actually mean anything.
You mean like, because it's Xbox Live Gold, right? Isn't that what it's called? So like a silver thing?
Or like, they'll have, I don't know, plaid, periwinkle, something like, I don't know. They're just going to be like, and now with this Xbox Live, we're going to shmingamabob. And you can shmingamabob all over your thingamahoos. And you can do that all you want. And everyone's going to be like, wow, that's, I don't know what that means, but all right, cool. And they're going to be like really proud of this thing. Like they're going to shmingamabob all like the big banners and stuff. And like people are going to be looking at their thingamahoos being like, I don't know how to shmingamabob this.
I don't know. This interacts with my phone. Ugh. I have to have a Surface Pro. Ugh, gross.
Yeah, I don't know.
It'll be.
But yeah, they're gonna do something that they think sounds really impressive, and it's not gonna actually mean anything.
Xbox Live plaid. Xbox Live moving pictures. That's right. We have now moved to Rush's seminal album, Moving Pictures.
All right, what do you got?
New Perfect Dark.
Really? All right.
Perfect Dark. What,
Battle Royale.
It would be 3?
Yeah.
Because there's been Perfect Dark 0 and Perfect Dark 2, right?
Was there a Perfect Dark 2? I don't remember.
I think there was. And yes, Battle Royale mode.
No. Perfect Dark was Perfect Dark and Perfect Dark 0.
Okay, Perfect Dark 2 then.
Oh, and then there was a... Oh, okay. It was just... Perfect Dark. No, that was just a remake of Perfect Dark. Okay. Yeah, all right. Perfect Dark 2.
Yeah, I mean, I think...
Electric Boogaloo.
Like, Microsoft really does have this kind of niche carved out for themselves with this sort of stuff. And having Rare in the fold, like, make a new awesome Perfect Dark.
Yeah, get some talent and start making some games.
Right, like, you own Rare. Don't let them develop anything. Give it to somebody else, but... Like, this, they have franchises that people really give a shit about.
They do.
People really care about Perfect Dark.
They do. They certainly did.
You know?
They have so much potential that they could be really cranking out some things. There's a lot of Rare IPs.
There really
are. The fact that they made that weird jumping tiger game or whatever it was instead of a new Banjo-Kazooie is just astonishing to me. Like,
it really is. It really, really is. And I mean, even if you don't want to be identified with Banjo-Kazooie and like, oh, you just took that from Nintendo, that's what you're good at. Rare
that's
is
what
good
you paid
at a couple
for.
Of things.
That is what they paid for, though. Like,
yeah, like,
I, no,
do
screw
the stuff
that
you're good
be
at.
Connected to Nintendo thing. Like, that is what they paid. They paid for those brands. Freaking use them. How have we not have a new had a new Conker game yet? How has that not happened?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think that's ever coming back, honestly, which is sad, but
it is sad.
I like this next one you have ties in with one of the other ones that I had, too. I only have two more.
Gotcha. Return of that crazy Minecraft hologram thingy. We're going to see it again. It's still not going to be consumer ready or anything, but we're going to see that technology. I don't know what they're going to do with it, but it's going to be crazy awesome.
Yeah, I am pretty excited to see what they do with that. I wrote down in my predictions some sort of new tech. You know,
yeah,
because
that works.
PlayStation's got the VR. Switch has the portability and the Labo, you know, which is new, interesting ways to do stuff. So, like, I'm going to call it Kinect X. And yeah. they're gonna debut the Kinect X, the Kinectix. And it's, I don't know what it's going to be. Maybe the hologram thing, maybe, like, whatever. Because that hologram thing was fucking cool.
It was.
It was so cool. But, like, give me something to do with that. You know? That is something that I would legitimately consider buying a Xbox One X for.
I wouldn't, but I would be glad that you would.
Right. I mean, it's cool. It's just cool. And the final one, I do honestly think last year it was a goof. This year, I do think we will get Battletoads.
Battletoads? Battle Royale Toads?
Battle Royale Toads, yes. Actually, no, it should be called Battletoads, comma, Battle Royale Toads. No, I think it's time. I think especially with given the success of things like Bayonetta being ported to the Switch, things like the Crash Trilogy selling insanely well, and the Spyro Trilogy is going to sell very, very well.
Uh-huh.
It's time for Battletoads to come back. I don't think it's going to be very good because I think they are going to make them way too aggressive, but not in a funny, like, Agretsuko way. Like, have you seen that thing on Netflix?
No.
The Agretsuko, it's the Sanrio, the Hello Kitty people.
Okay.
Like, it's this cat that works in, like, a fucking business office during the day and goes out and sings, like, karaoke heavy metal. It's fucking awesome. But because it's so tongue-in-cheek and ridiculous, whereas, like, the way the Battletoads have been designed recently, it's like, we think this is fucking cool, and it's not. It's like what your dad thinks you think is cool. And I fear that's what Battletoads will become, but I do think it's going to be there.
Fair enough. All right, well, let's move on to Nintendo. Let's real quick talk about that Pokemon thing, since that's going to happen. Like, we already know that's going to be there.
Yeah.
They actually announced today that the game will be at the show. I'm really jazzed about that. I tried playing through the original Pokemon games, and I was really enjoying myself.
They're fun.
Just kind of kept falling out of it. And this is a remake of Pokemon Yellow, essentially, with Pokemon Go elements, which is genius.
It's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant.
Because they start out, they're like, look, the real Pokemon game that you're waiting for is next year. We're doing that thing that you want, that you've wanted for years. That is happening. Next mainline Pokemon game for Switch next year. Done. Here's what we're doing this year. And this is a perfect bridge between Pokemon Go and that new Pokemon game that's coming out next year.
Mm-hmm.
It is a perfect bridge of that. It's genius. And the fact that you can play it with one hand and do drop-in co-op, like, I might actually get my son to play that with me because he was pretty into Pokemon Go. He thought that was super cool.
My girls were so excited about that. Like,
genius.
One wants Eevee, one wants Pikachu, obviously.
It's sold.
So I will have both of them. The little Pokeball controller, they were both very
that
excited.
That thing's super cool.
They were like, I can't wait to catch something and take it to school and show my friends that I have this. And I was like, you're not taking that shit to school because I'm taking it to work and being like, I have a fucking Cubone. Listen to it.
I remember when that trailer played, when I was watching that trailer and I saw that controller, I was like, oh, you got to be kidding me. That's brilliant.
It's brilliant.
Out loud. This trailer dropped right after we recorded last week, by the way. While we were recording last week, by the way.
I mean, it is absolutely perfect. It is what Pokemon should be. The decision to make it playable with one hand and one controller, drop in, drop out co-op. This is good. All the fucking money. Here you go.
It's going to do so well. And the fact that it is officially not that thing that the Pokemon hardcore fans are asking
like Pokemon
for.
Pokemon Stars or whatever it was rumored to be called.
Yeah, like that new, the next generation, I forget what number they're on, of Pokemon. Right. The fact that they just flat out said, this is not this, that's happening next year, enjoy this in the meantime, was so freaking smart.
It really was.
So smart. This is the, I'm jazzed about it. I will probably get this so I can try to play it with my kids because it looks adorable. And really, if it's a remake of Pokemon Yellow, I'm genuinely interested to hear the soundtrack because Pokemon Red, Blue, and Yellow have really great, great music. So.
They really do. And if there's a reason to fire up Pokemon Go again and get back outside and get exploring and going around, like, that was so much fun. You know, like, we've joked about it a few times, but when Pokemon Go first launched, and that,
that was magic.
Those first couple of months where, like, you would just walk around and people were walking around town and just old, young, it didn't matter. People were just out catching Pokemon and, in, like, enjoying just being out in the world and, like, you know, hearing people, like, yell down the street, it's a fucking Pikachu! God damn it! Like, it's fucking great, man. It was so... It was this really magical time, and we, so much shit has happened since then, Chris. Like, the world has become a very orange place since then, and it was really so has. Good back then. It was so much fun, and if that can explode that again, I am all for it.
Even close to that. I mean, even getting a fraction of those people jumping on a Switch and just, the game looks so sweet, you know, it just looks so genuinely, here is just, this is fun. Have fun.
It's one of the things, like, Pokemon nails, like, the charming aspect of video games that I do enjoy, whereas, like, Kirby to me still seems childish, you know what I mean? Like, and I think that's the, for me anyway, that's always where, like, the difference is. There's a difference between charming and childish, and I think Pokemon hits that charming level.
Agreed.
I don't know. So, anyway. Anyway, to the predictions.
All right, on to the predictions. I will start. I think that, all right, so last year, Nintendo started their E3 thing with Rocket League coming to Switch.
Which was great.
It was great, and it is great. I played the crap out of that game. I still occasionally fire it up, because Rocket League is amazing. I can't wait till that Jurassic Park DLC. Did you see that?
Yes, that's very awesome.
When you score the damn goal and the T-Rex comes out?
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, this is so cool.
Yeah. How they've managed to keep a very, very simple game very fresh.
Yeah, that game is brilliant. So my prediction this year is that they're going to kick off with Overwatch being announced for Switch, and then they're going to conclude it. This is all going to kind of flow in together. They're going to conclude that with announcing that Tracer is joining Smash. And then they're going to segue that into the full Smash reveal.
Would not be surprised at all. Would not be surprised at all.
Overwatch is such a big thing. It doesn't look like it's something the Switch is incapable of doing, especially with their online service launching in September. I feel Maybe. Like this is, it's possible. I mean, it kind of feels like a long shot, but at the same time, I feel like, just visually speaking, Overwatch looks so at home with Switch stuff, and Tracer being in Smash would just be ridiculous.
Yeah, I could definitely see that happening. I think it would be very cool.
The full Smash reveal, that's not really a prediction. We already know that's happening.
No, that is going to happen. Yeah, that's 100%. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that we are going to get a full Punch-Out reveal.
Ooh.
Like, oh. I feel like they are understanding the draw of their classic franchises more now than they did, and something like pulling Punch-Out back out, especially after the success of ARMS. Like, yeah. ARMS is cool, everybody wants a new Punch-Out. Like, that's the thing. There is, ARMS showed that there is a market for that sort of game.
The only thing that I have against that is I don't know where it would fit this year.
I don't necessarily think it would be a this year release. I don't know that everything they're going to. They have so much announced for this year.
Yeah, I'm not sure how I feel about too many more surprises from them this year. But
I think giving people something to look forward to for next year, because like that. That's kind of where the Switch is right now. Like, we talked about it a couple weeks ago. They've done really well up to now.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, we all know that there is a new Smash coming. We all know that this Pokemon thing is coming. We all know that Metroid is coming.
Metroid and Bayonetta are both next year. What well, you, likely what do we you don't know any of them. Yeah,
but
we don't
but
know.
What I'm saying is, we know those three core tentpole things. Mm-hmm. What else do you got? Because I know, you know what I mean. I know what the other consoles have. You know, Death Stranding. I know I'm going to play in 4 years. So. I have something to look forward to. You know what I mean? So, like, you know, we talked about how Nintendo really kind of has to put themselves out there as far as stuff that is eventually coming. Because that's kind of what E3 is. You know, you're like, you're going to get this in 6 months and you're going to get this in 16 months.
Well, I guess the only argument there is what's so different about Nintendo as opposed to PlayStation and Microsoft is they have those Nintendo Directs all year long.
Right.
So they can focus their E3 specifically on what's coming out the next like 4 months and maybe a little bit beyond, and then in like August drop another Nintendo Direct that says, and this is what's happening for the rest of the year. I mean, that's how Mario Tennis was announced. You know, that's how Doom and Wolfenstein were announced. It's like their way of announcing things is so different from everyone else, but I would do freaking cartwheels if there was a full punch out reveal.
I might actually go pre-order that shit.
I definitely would. I think, and again, this is kind of a prediction because they've been dead silent about this since before the Switch launched, but they said before the Switch launched that the next mainline Fire Emblem game is a Switch game that's coming out in 2018, and we have not heard word one about it. I think they're going to do it. I think they're going to officially announce Fire Emblem full release date and title. Because here's the thing. I did a little look at it. Since the Switch launched, there has been, with the exception of January 2018, there has been one major third-party release. One major first-party release every month.
Mm-hmm.
And just based on what little I know, having Fire Emblem on that schedule, that works. And I think Fire Emblem would fill the Xenoblade December slot perfectly.
It's a huge franchise and it's super popular.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is a safe bet. I am going to go completely in the opposite direction, though. And I'm going to say that Bethesda, going from the success that they've had with the Doom game that they released and Skyrim, is going to announce Fallout. I don't know if it's going to be like
the 76 one.
No, I think it'll be either New Vegas or like 3, because those games are getting pretty close to like some anniversary numbers.
Yeah, okay.
I think New Vegas might be at like 5 years, and 3 might be at like 10.
Some part of me wants to think that new Fallout that they're concentrating on is coming to Switch this year.
That I wouldn't be surprised.
If
you get both.
Yeah.
But I do think, because Skyrim was so old when it was announced, but, you know, people went apeshit for it.
Doom was Doom apparently performed okay, and it was less than a year old. And Wolfenstein's got... They're pushing Wolfenstein pretty hard, so
I could see them. I could see Bethesda coming out and doing something like that. And if not Fallout, maybe Oblivion. You know, one of the other Elder Scrolls.
Yeah, maybe
things. Morrowind, something in that line.
Some Bethesda game you don't want to play.
Right, something I am not interested in, but I know would make Switch owners very, very happy.
Potentially, yeah. I'm going to also go with another fairly safe bet. I'll just knock both of these out in a row. Yoshi full title and reveal, and Shin Megami Tensei 5 full title and reveal.
Mm.
Full reveal and date on both of those. You know, those were both pretty much announced at last year's E3. No, Shin Megami Tensei 5 was before that, actually. I think that was at the Switch, you know, reveal event. But we haven't heard much on either of those games, and I think them coming out this year just fills out that release schedule perfectly. So,
it does.
I don't think that's really going too far out on a limb, but what the hell.
I would counter with a full name and date for the next Animal Crossing.
Oh. See, I think they're saving that for next year. I don't think they're dropping Animal Crossing this year. I don't think they want to do Animal Crossing. Crap. That spoils that. I was thinking that I don't think they want to do Animal Crossing and Pokemon in the same year, but maybe Animal Crossing will be like early next year kind of a thing. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
I could.
They want that out.
And it's sooner about
than
time. Later.
Yeah, it is. It's a really early next year. I think is the perfect time for it. Like coming off of, because they're going to sell a lot of systems this Christmas with those Pokemon games.
Oh God, yeah.
Animal Crossing will be such a great follow up to that.
So you drop that in like February
or March. That's a great call.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
See a new Animal Crossing, and with the online service launching,
mm-hmm. Portability there's
a lot
of it.
There's a lot for that.
Yeah, wonderful. I can't wait for Animal Crossing on Switch. I played a lot of that on 3DS. I'm about ready for a new Animal Crossing in my life.
Well, and there's an interesting, you know, aspect of like Street Pass with the Switch being so portable, and
yeah, they could do any number of things with that.
Yeah, I mean there's a lot of interesting things there, which also might mean that it's nowhere close to being released yet because they don't know what they want to do with it yet.
Or God forbid they do some sort of crossover with Stardew Valley, which has done astronomically well on the Switch.
Yeah.
Jesus.
And I don't know that that's for me, but.
Yeah, I didn't like Stardew Valley. We talked about that. I downloaded it. I bought the thing because I figured it was a safe bet, and I couldn't get into it.
Didn't click.
Yep. I think Nintendo's going to do a short indie showcase. I know that they care a lot about indies, but they've also given them their own like Nindy Direct thing.
Right.
So I think they're going to do a short showcase and then probably highlight some of the things in their Treehouse Live events. But I think they want to save most of their indie news for their own things.
Yeah, I think so. I don't think we're going to get a huge focus on indies, but they'll definitely mention some of them. Maybe something like Guacamelee 2 also being on Switch or, you know, something like
that. I think
that.
It's too soon for that. I think that's going to be on PlayStation exclusive for like a year.
Maybe.
But still, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me to see that come to other platforms eventually, but I think that's got some Sony exclusivity in it for a while. But on the other hand, one of the big success stories of the Switch has been the success of indie. So maybe they do want to kind of parade that out during E3 just a little bit to really just kind of show off how well indies have been doing on that platform.
It's certainly possible.
Anyway, what you got?
Nintendo 64 Classic.
Because
why not?
I didn't even consider that.
Really?
Something they did do at E3. You're probably right. It's possible.
I mean, I don't see why not.
Yeah, I don't see why not. Oh, yeah. I can think of probably the biggest reason why not is the controller problem. Those controllers are so ridiculous, and you need to have four players. That's kind of like the defining trait of the N64. So do you include four controllers with the damn thing, and how many games? And that's actually a whole other discussion, but I figure they'll figure something out. I think they'd do Game Boy before they do N64, but
that would be cool.
That would be cool too. I think all the Destructoid leak stuff is actually true. I think FighterZ, Fortnite, and Overcooked 2 are real. Or whatever that other one, Paladins and stuff. There was like some weird leak that they were like, yeah, and some of this stuff has been confirmed, even though we're under embargo to not say anything. Oops.
Yeah, NDAs like, and whatnot.
Thanks, guys. Good job. But yeah, I know. I think FighterZ has to come to Switch. It just has to. It was silly that it wasn't there already, except for maybe the fact they just didn't develop it in time.
Yeah, I think all of that's a pretty safe bet.
Fortnite,
Overcooked 2. Fortnite, without
question, like all but confirmed. Like people data mined the icon out of the Switch at this point. Like it's pretty much everything except for them officially saying it's real. And the thought of Overcooked 2 has me so excited. God, I loved Overcooked.
And it's done really well for them.
I think it did pretty well on PS4, but I know it did amazing on Switch.
It feels like, more like a Nintendo thing.
Yeah, and it was out for like at least a year on PS4 before it hit Nintendo. But I mean, that's where I first played it, was on my friend Tony's PS4, and I fell in love with it. And I was so thrilled that they announced it on Switch because it's so perfect for it with the, you know, the drop in co-op with the Joy-Cons and stuff. But God, Overcooked is such a good game, and the thought of new Overcooked, oh my God, I'm so excited. I really want that to be real.
Yeah, that would not surprise me.
I also know nothing about Paladins. Apparently, it's a big deal. I've almost never heard anyone talk about it.
It's another free-to-play thing. Pay to win, from what I understand. I don't know enough about it to comment, really.
Yeah.
I actually only have one more prediction for Nintendo, if you want to get to... or actually, no, I do have two. Never mind.
All right.
The classic games thing will be fully revealed again, like last year.
Gotcha. All right. Yeah, that's fair. Like, they'll probably announce the rest of the games that are coming at launch and
like
how that's going to work.
The online service, definitely, we promise, wink, wink, coming out in September. They got to have something to go with that. And here's all the shit you're going to do with it. You know, like, here's how you're going to play Punch-Out online and whatever.
All right, let's see. I think Star Fox Grand Prix is real. I don't think it's going to be called Star Fox Grand Prix, though. I think it'll be called something else. But
Star
I
Fox
think that's
F-Zero?
Nah, it's going to... no, I don't think it's going to be like F-Zero. Everything I've heard about it makes it seem like it's like Diddy Kong Racing, which I think in the Star Fox universe is a really smart idea. Mm. It does kind of make me sad because I also still really want them to port Star Fox Zero to Switch and just kind of fix it. Because anytime I see video of Star Fox Zero, I'm like, man, this game was so almost awesome. Like, it's a freaking Platinum Games Star Fox game. Like,
yeah, that should be great.
It should be great. And it is if they just took away all that shoehorned second screen experience and just made it play like Star Fox, I would be so into that. Would be so into that. But I do think this Star Fox Grand Prix sounds like a neat use of those characters, and I want to see it be real. I think it's going to be.
Why don't you hit these last two, because your last one is my last one.
Ah, okay, cool. Actual third-party support, but not without a few caveats. I think third parties have been very happy with the Switch, and I think we're going to see a lot more things jumping on there closer to their multi-platform releases. You know what I mean? Like, Fractured Butthole came out, but it was like a little while later. Wolfenstein was later. Doom was later because they were all playing catch-up because nobody wanted to touch this thing after the Wii U. But now we've had a year under our belts. I think we're going to start seeing more announcements that line up with other platforms. But I still think there are going to be some caveats. I still think some things just aren't going to be what we want them to be.
Yeah, that seems accurate.
Similarly, I think we're going to see a little more support from EA. They did announce already that FIFA 19 is coming to Switch, so FIFA 18 clearly did well enough for them to try again. And I think this year they're going to add Madden 19 and maybe some sort of new PGA game with the motion controls, because that was their big success with Wii, was the Tiger Woods with the motion controls. The motion controls exist for the Joy-Cons built into the system. I think trying to do something like that and relaunch their PGA brand, I think, is something they're going to try to do. Because has EA been releasing PGA games? I feel like they haven't since the whole Tiger Woods debacle, and they just haven't done
it. No, it went to somebody else after that. Like, there was... I can't remember. I don't follow golf at all. I think it went to, like, Rory McIlroy or some shit like that. They did release a couple more. I don't know if they're still being released, honestly.
Hmm.
It's just so not in my radar anymore.
Me neither.
I played a shit ton of Tiger Woods in college. Because they're great. I mean, they're super fun. But it's so much of the same thing over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, there's not, like, a ton of new courses to add.
Yeah.
You know, there's not a ton of new golfers every year. Like, oh, here's the group of rookies, and we're really excited. You know, like, it's just not a thing.
They
that
annualized
happens.
That for so many years.
They
I mean,
really did. And I they guess... were making improvements, and, like, you know, the controls got way better, and there was more influence you could do and put spin on the ball and, like, all these things. But you kind of hit a pinnacle with golf games, as far as simulation golf games go anyway, to where it's like, all right, this is, I'm going to go outside now. Whereas things like Everybody's
Golf,
go
play golf now.
Or Golf Story, you know, that's kind of an interesting way to take that sport. But our last one, Chris, I do think Nintendo will end their show with full Metroid Prime 4.
Agreed. I think they're going to do the big trailer.
That's the big gun.
Yeah, like, that's the one that everyone's drooling for besides Smash Brothers.
Yeah.
That's what they're going to end. I think they're going to get Smash out of the way early, and they're going to end on Prime 4. Here's release window next year. I think it's going to be 2019, like, fall or something like that.
Yeah. I mean, because we all know what Smash is.
We do.
Right? And there's different stuff that they can do with Smash.
We do and don't know what Smash is. There's still the question of whether or not it's a port or anything like that. So
sure, but I mean, but the core game of
Smash
Brothers
what
is
Smash
going
Brothers
to be
is,
Smash
yes.
Brothers.
And Metroid Prime 4 could be anything.
It could be a fucking 2D platformer.
Yeah, it could be a battle royale game.
It very well probably is going to be a battle royale game.
Yo, can you imagine if it's a battle royale game, except only one person gets to be Samus and everyone else is Metroids?
That's actually kind of awesome.
That's awesome.
I kind of love everything about that. That might actually get me to play a battle royale game.
That would be amazing.
Because
I don't know how battle royale games work. I'm just assuming.
I've never played PUBG. I've never played Fortnite.
I assume they work like just everyone's in a field and they try to kill each other. Because that's what battle royale means to me. But right. I don't know. I could be wrong. I want that game with all the Metroids, though. I want to be a Metroid battle royale game.
Battle royale is a good flick.
All right, we're running long, so let's keep this train going. Let's head over.
We gotta take a break here, Chris.
No, because we
I have to
we
tinkle.
Got our, we got our stupid stuff coming. Coming
I know,
up still.
But I gotta pee.
All right, fine. Dan's gonna go pee. We're gonna take a break. When we come back, we're gonna talk about our PlayStation predictions and then our ridiculous stuff, which I guess shouldn't take too long because it's ridiculous. No,
it is.
You're
ridiculous.
Listening to the Stone Age Gamer podcast from Geekade.com. Stick around. Except Dan, go to the bathroom.
All right, I'm going.
And now here's a look at some of the other original content available right now at Geekade.com.
First up, the second part of last week's Nonstop Comic Shop has arrived. In case you missed it, they did a pair of Avengers reviews. First, they reviewed Ultimate Avengers, the movie, from 2006. Then, they reviewed Avengers Infinity War. Jordan assembled... with Brendan and special guest Carly to ask the tough questions like, why does the opening remind us of that really old movie, Alien 3? Why does Science Bros plus Magic Bros equal Sherlock Bros? Why are all of our Facebook friends brushing up on Malthusian economics? Why does Brendan keep calling the villains Thanatos? Why is Gamora? And why was Gamora? Don't miss Nonstop Comic Shop, episode 23, Nothing Can Kill the Grimace.
I love the Clerks cartoon. And just for the sheer comedy of the fact that I believe we mentioned on the show that we did not agree with Jordan's assessment of Kevin Smith, and now there's an episode title that is a Kevin Smith show quote, which brings joy to my heart.
Excellent.
I also think he's calling the villain Thanatos, not Thanatos.
Oh, Thanatos?
I think so.
That's an
know.
Old mythological thing.
Sure. Or Xanatos.
Xanadu? Anyway.
I just like gargoyles. Next. Do you like the fast pace and quick humor of sketch comedy shows, but they're just not animated enough for you?
Yes.
How about the sheer hilarity that comes from cutesy characters involved in violent pursuits?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, then do we have the show for you. In this month's offering, Jonathan introduced us to Pop Team Epic, a sketch-style anime about the adventures of Papuko and Pipimi. Find out more about this weird but satisfyingly fun show in the Anime Annex, Pop Team Epic.
My favorite thing about these is how racist you get when you fucking say Japanese names. You shout them. It's awesome.
How do you not shout Pipimi?
Because I'm sure Japanese people don't shout it.
I'm pretty sure they do.
See, there you go being racist again. Finally, Geekade has a new racist on staff named Chris. This is an intervention.
Somebody's got to fill Dean's vest.
This manly vest. Got these big fat arms, but these skinny torso. Oh, a vest. Fucking Dimitri Martin line. Anyway, finally, Geekade has a new writer with some hot takes on craft brews. Oh, great, you say. Yet another beer snob here to tell me why I need to spend $12. You could tell this was written by somebody who doesn't buy 4 packs of IPAs. Yet another beer snob here to tell me why I need to spend $24 on a 4-pack of some super hoppy, hazy New England IPA with some fucking adjunct. Nope. Alex Watley knows you've had enough of that shit, so he's here to tell you, fucking didn't scroll enough, he's here to tell you a little bit about some of his favorite beers and what he does while drinking them. In his first hilarious installment, he spins a highly relatable yarn about taking the edge off assembling some IKEA furniture. Don't miss drinking beer while doing stuff. Left Hand's Chai Milk Stout Nitro.
I didn't write that, actually. Karen did.
Did she?
Yeah.
Yeah. She knows nothing.
She knows more than me.
$12 for a 4-pack of IPA. Oh, 16 minimum. Minimum.
You can catch all this quote-unquote great stuff, plus tons of other articles, videos, podcasts, and more right now at Geekade.com. And we have returned. Now it's time for our PlayStation things. Predictions, that's the word. I will start us off by saying that Ghost of Tsushima, or as Dan thinks I'm a racist, Ghost of Tsushima from Sucker Punch. We're going to get a full reveal of that game.
I'm so fucking excited for that game. God, it looks so gorgeous. I'm so excited for it.
Nothing about it at all.
Sucker Punch, they don't make bad games.
I know it's a thing
games.
that happened, and then there's been like silence on it for a while. So I think it's gonna happen, and it's gonna be cool.
Yes, absolutely. Sucker Punch does not make bad games. I think we are going to see somebody from Sony, one of the big muckety mucks, getting up there, and they're gonna start talking about like the success of things like Paladins or Fortnite. And they're going to say, but PlayStation did it first. And you're going to hear ice cream truck music, and then there's going to be a flaming fucking head on the screen, and we're going to get the reveal of the new Twisted Metal.
Twisted Metal Battle Royale?
Well, that's what it is, though.
We think, like, that's what it is.
Neither
of us know what these Battle Royale games are, Dan.
But that's what, I mean, from what I understand... That's what that is Twisted Metal. It is a battle royale game.
And yeah, that's fair.
Online Twisted Metal, capitalizing on the success of it. I could go for a new Twisted Metal.
I think everyone could. I think you're probably right.
I think it's about time. I think that would be really awesome.
Agreed. I think there's going to be an update on Days Gone. I think we're going to find out more about that game.
I'm gonna steal a little bit of your thunder here, Chris, and I apologize for that. But I don't think Sony is gonna throw out a lot of like crazy new stuff. I think they're gonna hit their big five, the big five releases, which is Ghosts of Tsushima, Days Gone, The Last of Us 2, Spider-Man, and Death Stranding. Mm-hmm. I think Death Stranding will probably close the show.
That was my prediction as well, yeah.
You know, with like some actual gameplay and stuff, but like they've all but confirmed like they are going to talk about those five.
Yeah, like, that makes sense.
Those are their big releases for the rest of this year or early next year. And Days Gone is the one where it's like we don't all know about this one. You know, we're not like that was the one where it was like, okay, but it's like a zombie thing. But it's not The Last of Us, so we don't care that much.
Mm-hmm.
I think this might be the year where we actually like get the reason to really care about Days Gone, because there is some cool looking stuff in there.
That's pretty much what I mean by that. Yeah. Where they're gonna do something that makes us want to give a crap about it.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess it's my turn.
It is.
Yeah, we're going to get more info on Media Molecule's Dreams, and I'm still not going to like it.
No, I don't think I'm going to like it either, but I do think that's a pretty safe bet. I mean, that they made a huge fucking stink about it, and then it's disappeared.
Like Dreams.
Yeah. I mean, Media Molecule is very good at what they do. I don't love the Little Big Planet games as much as I should, or at least as much as I feel like I should.
Same here. I didn't really care for them.
And I don't know that Dreams is going to be something that is for me, but I could see it. I could see it being a thing. I think that Sony will give us a bit more on Final Fantasy VII, like a reveal, like a full reveal, and and maybe an early release date for at least the first chapter of it.
All right. Yeah, I would. I'm going to venture a guess that that thing's not going to be episodic anymore, but that's just a complete unrelated thing. Yeah, I don't know. I don't really see them bringing that up this year, because I think like they've just been recently talking about like, yeah, Final Fantasy VII, that remake, that's gonna be done by like maybe 2021. I think. I don't think that's, yeah, it was like not exaggeration. I think that was an actual thing somebody said. So
yeah,
I don't know. I don't know what the point of them bringing that up would be, but who the hell knows? Stranger things have happened.
That's true.
I do think Sony is going to make more attempts at making VR a thing. I also don't think I'm going to care, but good for them.
No, I think you're right. I think we'll get some more VR stuff, maybe like a sizzle reel of VR stuff. I do think we're going to get some more info on the Medieval remake that's coming out. I think that'll be couched with the Spyro remake.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. I forgot all about that.
It was kind of a throwaway thing of, you know, the return of Sir Daniel Fortescue.
And we were like, yeah, they're making a new Medieval game. Like, nah, they're remaking the first one again.
Which is great because I love that game.
It's great, but they were doing it again.
Yeah.
I think there's going to be a big chunk of their showcase dedicated to Red Dead.
And that'll be the part I don't care about.
Yeah, I don't care about Red Dead
either. I'm
just
not into it. I don't like Rockstar games.
I'm glad, I like Red Dead more than I like GTA. And like, this is one of those games I'm really glad exists. I think it's a cool idea. Like, here's just this crazy sandbox Wild West situation. Have fun. I have no interest in playing it, but I'm glad it's a thing, and I think that it's going to be really big on PlayStation 4 especially, and so I think they're going to dedicate some time to it.
Yeah, I could see that. I also had on my prediction list the revival of Siphon Filter.
Okay, yeah.
I think it is more than past time for some new Siphon Filter.
Oh, I could not agree more. That was also, yeah, that was one of my predictions as well. I think Bend Studio is finally going to actually revive Siphon Filter, because I think Bend was who took over when they started doing those new games on like PSP and PS2, like after the PS3 was out. And everyone was like, how come they aren't making a Siphon Filter for PS3? And I still don't know why they didn't do that, but
yeah,
whatever.
I mean, it missed a whole generation, and those were
good games. It was such a big deal on PS1. Like, it
was
a really,
really good
big franchise on PS1. I think a modern take on that. Like, there is no real Mission Impossible type of game. You know what I mean?
No, there's really not.
And I feel like this would really scratch an itch of something that's just not really out there right now.
Yeah, like a more realistic Metal Gear.
More action-oriented Metal Gear. Like,
yeah,
I don't remember. Siphon Filter, I don't think, was all that stealthy, if I remember correctly.
No, I mean, it definitely had... there were certain chunks of it that were very stealth-heavy.
Yeah, but they weren't... It wasn't like Metal Gear. It was kind of like the opposite end. Like, there was action in Metal Gear Solid as well, but it was more stealth than action. Whereas I think Siphon Filter was more action than stealth, but I could be remembering it wrong. It's been a long time since I played any Siphon Filter games. And even then, not very long. But it's one of those things. It just needs to come back.
I would agree.
I think we're going to get a new Sly Cooper game announced. I don't think it's coming this year, but I think they're going to announce Sly Cooper's coming out.
I hope so. I don't know how they could be working on that and Ghost of Tsushima, but...
I don't think Sucker Punch is working on it.
Okay.
I think they're going to farm it out to a different studio.
I would be cool with that. I mean, I adore the Sly Cooper games. They're excellent, excellent games.
Never got into them myself, but I've always appreciated the look of them. I think they look really cool.
I think that we will get based on the success of Shadow of the Colossus, I think we will get an Ico remake.
I think we're gonna get a Last Guardian remake.
We're gonna get finally the fucking remake for Last Guardian. I still have to get Last Guardian.
No, I could get Last Guardian now too. I have that option.
You could.
That would be hilarious.
But
a remake of a PS4 game.
I could see Ico getting the remake treatment though.
Yeah, that would be cool.
And it honestly, after playing Shadow of the Colossus, like, it is something that I actively want.
Yeah, I think it would benefit from it.
Yeah.
I'm all out. My last one was Death Stranding.
Yeah,
at the end.
I do think we will get a big deal with Death Stranding. They really have to at this point. Like, there's no real solid information on it, mm-hmm. you know, other than some weird-ass fucking trailers.
There's going to be some celebrities involved in some way, shape, or form. Yeah,
yeah, like, I really feel like we need to get some solid info on Death Stranding.
Yeah, on what exactly that game is. Unless it's not coming out for another couple of years, then,
I mean,
you know,
which
take a break.
Possible.
Yeah, it's possible. Who knows?
I don't know. I really don't think the PlayStation conference is going to be that huge, because it really doesn't have to be at this point.
Yeah,
you know,
I don't.
They really just have to deliver, like, here's more of that shit you like. You know?
What's so weird about this generation is that, like, there doesn't even seem to be a lot of talk about PS5 and whatever the sequel to Xbox One is. Like, there doesn't seem to be a lot of talk about that stuff yet. And it's probably because of, you know, the PS Pro and the Xbox One X just being so recent. But I feel like this generation is just going to go on for a while because there's nothing wrong with the PS4.
No, there's no need to do it.
Yeah, there's not a big need to upgrade to a new platform yet. Like,
they haven't tapped all of the potential of it yet.
They haven't. Yeah,
you know,
not
still,
even close.
There's
so.
Years and years left in this thing. So,
I hope that is the case. I really hope that is the case. I don't want to see them, you know, generationally upgrade just because it's time to. You know.
Yeah. No. There's no need.
If anything, I mean. I've always felt that this generation, that games have been ahead of generation ever since the Xbox 360 dropped a few years earlier than I think it should have.
Right.
I just don't think the industry was ready to go there yet, and we had a lot of weird things with pricing and stuff.
Yeah.
I like where we are right now. I like that Nintendo has caught up portables to where the previous, like, PS3 and 360 were, like, mm-hmm. plus some change. And I think that the PlayStation 4 and Xbox One are showing visuals that I can't see anything wrong with Horizon. And I can't imagine a game looking better than that.
Yeah,
I just can't.
Well, I haven't played God of War yet, which, because it does look better.
I disagree. I think it's an artistic choice. I mean, God of War also looks astonishing, but it's a little less fantastical than the art direction in Horizon, if you know what I mean. I think they're both
because you haven't seen everything in God of War yet.
Well, I haven't seen everything in God of War. I haven't seen everything in Horizon yet either. But regardless, like, there's nothing wrong with it.
No, there's not. I mean, it's like, gorgeous.
You can't look at that and be like, yeah, I can see where we could get better than this. Like,
well, and have you seen the Detroit Two Human stuff? Like, I know you're not into the game, but have you seen gameplay of it?
I have. I don't really.
Stunning.
It's doing that weird uncanny valley thing. It looks like the friggin' Polar Express to me. I don't like the way that looks at all. Like, just it skeeves me out.
Okay, that's fair. Ghost of Tsushima is gonna blow you away.
I'm looking forward to seeing that kind of stuff. I feel like Sony and Nintendo both have similar conferences where, like, we kind of know. I feel like we know the bulk of what the big things are going to be that they're going to be talking about. And it would be neat to get a few surprises in. But if they just talk about the things that we feel like we know are coming, it'll still be really solid.
Right. I mean, so. if it's just Last of Us 2, Death Stranding, Days Gone, Spider-Man, you know, like, I'm fucking in. Like, yeah. I am excited about those. And Ghost of Tsushima. Like, I am excited about those games. It's five huge games. Like, huge. That's not even talking about, you know, like, after the success of, like, Bloodborne and the other one that From Software does.
The Souls games, or?
Yeah, the Dark Souls games. Like, those have been hugely successful. They'll probably have something to say, like, they own Tenchu. Give me a new fucking Tenchu in that style. Like, oh, God, I'd be so into that. You know, like, I mean, they're. But even so, like, even without that stuff, that's fine.
All right. It's going late, so let's rapid fire these things. We're into crazy town here. We're going to talk about our absolute insane predictions. I'm going to go first. We're going to hit Microsoft first, okay?
Okay.
Good. All right. Rare is going to make a super brutal M-rated Wizards and Warriors game.
Yes. They should. I only have one, and it's the same one that you wrote for your last one. Microsoft is going to leave the console business and license out their titles to others and focus only on PCs. which honestly, I do feel like for all the bullshit that we give Microsoft, I do feel that that is actually the smartest thing for them to do.
Yeah, I just don't feel like their hearts are in it anymore. They like making hardware, and they like having games, but just like I feel like they just want to really focus on their PC stuff.
They just don't seem to be like with the exclusives that they're putting out. There's not the variety. There's not the depth of catalog there. So focus on what you're good at, and put Cuphead on PS4
for crying out loud.
God damn it, that's I mean it's wishful thinking, but I honestly could see that happening relatively soon.
Piggybacking on that, I think they're gonna do that. They're gonna leave the console business, and Master Chief is gonna be in Smash Brothers
with the guns.
Yeah,
like will he just be shooting all of the Nintendo characters?
Could be. Who knows?
Why not?
He'd have the sword too. I mean, yeah. Dude, Solid Snake was in Smash Brothers. Okay,
that's
you
true.
You could choke Pikachu out as Solid Snake.
It's a very good point.
Jump in a helicopter, launch grenades at everybody.
Yeah.
Insane. All right, then my other wacky ones for Microsoft. I think they're going to bust out Fusion Frenzy.
Why not?
Going to dust that puppy off and make a new Fusion Frenzy for everybody to enjoy. And I think that Sega is going to partner with Platinum Games to make Otagi 3.
Well, they have to do something because they were going to do, like Platinum was going to do that Scalebound.
Yeah, that got canned.
And that got canceled. And that was like a big blow, you know? Like Platinum, an exclusive Platinum game. And, you know, Platinum makes really, really good games. And people were super bummed about that. And Otogi is very, very cool.
Yeah, 1 and 2 are really cool games. All right, let's move on to Nintendo. Dan, what do you got?
Okay. I was expecting you to go first. I think that they will introduce a brand new left Joy-Con that has a proper D-pad.
I want that to be true, like with all of my heart and soul, because there's that third party one, and I just don't care to mess with third party stuff for this. I want that just an official one with a real D-pad.
I don't see how they don't do it.
Launching around like all those retro games coming out, like yeah. Come on, it's got to happen. I don't think that you really think that's one of the off the wall ones. That's one of the crazy predictions.
I do, because Nintendo is very Nintendo about shit, and they're like, this is the D-pad we made. Fuck you, it's the best.
This is good enough for you, damn it. And honestly, it's working far better than I ever could have imagined it. I've beaten most of the Mega Man games with that portable mode, so and that shit ain't easy. I think Punch-Out is a crazy prediction. So I know you put it in the main line. I'm putting it in the crazy predictions, and I think it's going to incorporate some of the characters from the arcade arm wrestling game, including Bald Bull as Mask X. That'd be awesome.
That would be very cool. I will one-up you on the crazy with Punch-Out and say this is the year
of pro wrestling.
We finally get the return of pro wrestling. Finally.
Oh, I'm... beg that that be
I
true.
I want it so bad.
Me too.
I want it so bad.
This is one I don't want so bad, but I'd tolerate. And I think I think it's just crazy enough to work. I think we're going to get new Super Mario All-Stars.
Okay.
Which will be new Super Mario Brothers, new Super Mario Brothers U, new Super Mario Brothers 2, new Super Luigi U, or whatever. All the new Super Mario Brothers games in HD.
So just a collection.
On Switch. Yeah, exactly. It'll be Super Mario All-Stars, like the original Super Mario All-Stars, except all the new Super Mario games, probably a little gussied up, because that's what they did with Mario All-Stars in the first place.
I can see that. That would be good. Crash and Smash.
The game is coming
to other platforms.
It's got a lot of hype behind the Switch version. Like, a lot.
So, Crash and Smash.
That makes a lot of sense. Like, I would even put that in regular predictions. I don't even think that's a crazy one.
Really? Yeah. I could see the trailer of, like, Mario and Pikachu and fucking Link, like, fighting, and then just, like, a little tornado comes through.
No way. The trailer for this game will be the old commercial of Crash standing outside of Nintendo headquarters.
That would be cool.
And then dudes in Nintendo character suits will come out and get into a fight, and that's how they'll introduce them. that would be amazing.
If that is the commercial, I will buy Smash Brothers day one.
just because they've earned your money off of
is good enough for my. Here you go, Nintendo. Well played.
Oh, that would be so good.
Yeah, crash and smash. That would be so good. Actually, now that we're talking about it, I do think that is a much safer bet than I originally thought.
That makes a lot of sense as a character in Smash. He'd be great.
Plus, I like saying crash and smash.
Yeah. Yay, rhymes. I think, I don't actually think, because this is a crazy prediction, but I think they should. I think they're going to announce the Switch S, which is, now they've just released a version of the Switch in Japan that doesn't come with the dock. I think that they're going to go a step further. I think that they're going to, I know they're supporting the 3DS line going forward, but I think they're going to try to get, you know, they've said that they want to try to make this situation where they want to start treating games differently once the Switch becomes, you know, households have more than one of them, similar to like the 3DS.
Right.
And I think that they're going to make a new version of the Switch that does not have detachable Joy-Cons. That folds in half like a DS, except it doesn't have two screens. So it's the Switch architecture, play Switch games, and is compatible with a different dock that you can buy for it. Is compatible with, you know, external Joy-Cons and controllers, but the system itself it's like the 2DS flavor of the Switch. So it's a much lower price model, something that they can sell for like around 3DS prices, or maybe a little higher, like $200 instead of $300, to be able to market this towards families having multiple Switch consoles.
All right, then. I could see that. I'm going to go with, I think, completely off the wall. I don't actually think it'll happen, but a full HD remaster of Ocarina.
Oh. See, I could see that happening. That'd be
pretty
cool.
Because why not?
Exactly, why not? They're already halfway there from the Grezzo one for 3DS.
Right.
I mean, just really, you know, update the rest of the assets, make it look properly good.
Yeah.
I forgot that I wrote this. One of my crazy predictions was also a Joy-Con with a D-pad for the online service. I totally forgot I wrote that.
So. I think it just makes a lot of sense.
It does. It makes too much sense.
It really does. So. My last one would be a surprise Kid Icarus game. It's not going to happen, but I wanted to.
This one I actually feel is a little bit more believable because it would make me so sad. I think there's going to be a surprise F-Zero game for the 3DS.
And somehow it's going to be some bounty hunter shit. Like
it's going to be a battle royale game.
It's going to be a battle royale Twisted Metal F-Zero edition.
That's not going to work at all. That smells like something they do because they're really committed to supporting the 3DS. They know everybody wants an F-Zero game, but nobody's going to want this on 3DS.
No.
And that's where they're going to put it.
Yeah. Ew.
All right, let's move on to PlayStation to close out the evening. Dan, why don't you kick us off?
VR price drop.
Oh. Okay.
I think it's about time. It's been out long enough. It's been successful to a point. And the tech is really cool, and there is some really cool stuff to do with it, but it needs to get more support to get developers behind it, you know?
Yeah.
So I think a price drop is about time.
Yeah, all right. I think that's just crazy enough to be to fit in with the crazy predictions.
Yeah.
I think, because I don't think it'll ever actually happen, but I think that Sony's going to get in on all this cross-platform stuff. They're finally going to be like, all right, cool, let's play Minecraft with Xbox users.
Not a chance.
Not a chance.
Not a chance. I don't think this is a crazy prediction in the future, but I do think it'll be crazy for this year for God of War DLC.
Okay. Yeah, that would be crazy this year.
I think that's something that would maybe at the earliest be announced at the PlayStation Experience at the end of the year. I feel like E3, like I feel like the game is too new and too fresh and doesn't need it.
Agreed. Yeah, it's still doing pretty darn well on its own.
I just want it. You know what I mean? Like I want there to be more God of War to play.
I'm sure you're not alone.
Yeah.
I think they're going to announce PlayStation Kart, since PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale, whatever the hell it was, did so well for them. They're going to finally do their own Mario Kart, and it's going to be PlayStation Kart. It's going to be They can't use Kartos because that's a character in friggin' in Banjo.
But it will be ukulele. Kratos riding a chariot.
Kratos in a chariot and, you know, Twister. Yeah, PlayStation.
It's not
cart.
Crazy. It's not a bad idea.
Yeah, it is.
Mod Nation Racers was really fun.
All right, your turn.
It's a good game. All right. Backwards compatibility with PlayStation 1, 2, and 3 discs somehow. Yeah, we were
with
talking
physical
about
physical backwards?
Well, we were talking about it earlier of like, hey, you know, this stuff is missing. And it is. I mean, I would have to assume that there's some way to program it to be able to recognize what disc it is. And even if it doesn't necessarily play it off the disc, but gives you access to a digital copy of it. You know, some sort of...
I get you.
Some sort of refocusing on their back catalog. Because you're right. There are a lot of classic, at this point, Sony franchises and Sony and PlayStation 1 and 2 games that could do very well. You know, while we're waiting for Ghost of Tsushima to come out, like, I'll jump back in and play fucking Tenchu.
Siphon Filter.
Siphon Filter. You know, there's a new Siphon Filter game coming out, because I feel pretty strongly about that. I guess we'll see how strongly I feel about that next week. I might completely walk back my comments. It's fine. The president does it all the time. I never said that. Siphon Filter. No.
That was you.
That was you. You said that. You said that. Everybody thinks it on both sides. You know, like I it's about time for more of that stuff to be out there. I don't know.
All right.
Okay, that's what I got. Yeah.
All right.
It's getting late, Chris.
It's getting late, yeah.
Hey, big guy. It's getting real late. Sun's getting real low.
Sun's getting real low. I think there's going to be a PlayStation Vita Pro, which is a Switch ripoff. Because if there's anything PlayStation likes to do, it's take Nintendo's ideas. Make them themselves.
Yeah, I'm into that idea. I like it. Pretty cool. I would play God of War on the go.
Go to war.
Go outside of war. I think we are going to get... I hope we are going to get... I desperately want us to get a new War of the Monsters.
Oh. That would be awesome.
I want it so
Who
bad.
Made that?
Sony.
They were like, which one of their factions made that?
Oh,
I don't remember.
I don't know. Talk for a minute.
Yeah, I'll do my ridiculous one. I think it's time for that Legend of Dragoon remaster.
It really is, though. Like,
it was
remaster,
time for that
or...
in the PlayStation 3. It was time for that in the PlayStation 2, for crying out loud. Legend of Dragoon was a PS1 game everybody freaking loved, sold well enough to be a greatest hits title, and we never hear from it again. Yeah. Why?
I don't know. War of the Monsters PS2 developed by Incognito. Incognito, who was developers on Twisted Metal and Warhawk.
Are they still around?
No, they went out of business, or they folded anyway in 2009. It's where David Jaffe was.
Oh, that's right.
It says that they went on to form, most of the team members left and went to Eat, Sleep, Play, which is Jaffe's thing.
Oh, yeah.
And Lightbox.
That's what they want you to think. They're really just Incognito.
Oh, let's see what you did. See what you did there.
All right, my last one is I think that they're going to make a new game called Paraka the Rockstar. It's going to be a rock and roll version of Parappa the Rapper, not Jamie Lammer. Paraka the Rockstar.
It's so dumb. I want it to happen.
You got anything else for us, Dan?
Yep. Gabe Newell once again returns to the Sony stage to announce not just Portal 3, but Half-Life 3 as well. Thereby killing the Xbox. Just dead.
Oh, you think
it
would be exclusive?
Yeah. That's the end of that.
I don't know. See, I don't think the Xbox would even care because it's never going to be PlayStation exclusive. It has to be on Steam. So
no, it won't even be on Steam. Sony will have thrown so much money at Gabe Newell, which, if you think about how much money that would have to be, will be an absurd, like, Gabe Newell will just now own Sony.
It would not be worth it.
No, it really wouldn't. Yes, no. Mr. Newell is going to come out and be like, that orange box was hot shit, right? Portal 3, Half-Life 3, console exclusive. Here you go.
You have a heart attack and die on stage. You got anything else?
No, that's it. That's all I got. I figured I would end with a bang. Or, no, that's... we'll go with the Tiffany Ryan prediction of Half-Portal 3.
Half-Portal 3. Fair enough.
Half-Portal 3 Black Mesa.
Black Mesa edition.
Black Mesa edition.
Oh, boy. Wow, that was a long one.
It wasn't that long. I mean, it's getting there. It's only an hour and 51 minutes now.
That's it. Well, that's our show. Join us next week for what's probably going to be just as long, our E3 reaction show. We'll be recording the episode Tuesday night right after the Nintendo conference, so we're going to have lots of our freshest thoughts to go around, and it might even be live. We haven't decided yet because it's a week away. Once again, you can get in touch with us at mail@geekade.com, as well as all flavors of social media that we inhabit. You can like us on Facebook, find us on Instagram at Geekade, subscribe to our YouTube and Twitch channels for all our latest video content, and follow us on Twitter at @_Geekade. You can also find us individually on Twitter. I'm at Geekade Chris, that's Geekade K-R-I-S. And Dan, where can the fine folks find you?
At Geekade Dan.
If you're interested in more information about anything we discussed here tonight, be sure to check out our show notes. And while you're at it, you can also subscribe to this and any of our other wonderful podcasts on iTunes or Stitcher, or if you're super nice, you can leave us a review, because any and all feedback is welcome and appreciated. We'd also like to thank our intrepid editor, Evan, for making the show listenable for all you folks. And we'd like to thank Mark TDK Knight for our show's theme. You can check him out on SoundCloud and Bandcamp, or his website, which we'll have a link to in the show notes. Again, always remember to keep your eyes on geekade.com for even more fresh original content. That is it, everybody. I'm tired. And he's Dan. Keep playing games.